Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for spending some time with us. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The much-talked-about book, Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path, is an easy-to-read book in verse that unveils profound revelations on Earth's birth, history, and destiny as perceived by foreign overseers of planet Earth. It's written, edited, and illustrated by our guest on This Week in America, Steve Simpson. Steve, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Really looking forward to our conversation today.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for having me on your radio book interview program, and thanks for your flattering introduction.
Well, it's so much there to talk about, and revelations, Earth's birth, the planet Earth, all of this. Let's do an overview, then we'll talk specifically on some of these areas. What are we looking at in the book?
Well, okay, what we're talking about, Rick, on this is that the book Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path is about 120 pages, a book of poetry that provides in-depth revelations of planet Earth's birth, history, and destiny as perceived by concerned foreign overseers of planet Earth. Foreign overseers tend to disregard mankind's conventional religious dogmas and historical perceptions when they are not aligned with far more advanced cosmic principles. Foreign overseers are deeply concerned with mankind's blind onrush toward self-destruction. Their primary objective is to urge mankind to end his destructive, selfish pursuits and endless wars, etc., that are blindly rushing towards the ultimate annihilation of planet Earth.
You know, this is such an important book, and you talk about so many really crucial topics during the course of the book. And the book, again, is Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path by Steve Simpson, our guest on This Week in America. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you directly to information on the book. Steve's website is alphasimpson.net. Where did this concept for the book come from? Talk about a little of your background and why you felt this was really a crucial and important book to write.
Where to begin?
Yeah, I'm sure this was a sort of years probably in processing in your mind before you actually tackled this in the book.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, Rick. My imagination is the foundation for all of my creative efforts. Strong, intuitive urges prompted me to write my books. Various experiences in my life were like directional road signs that have prompted me to produce books that are perceived from a somewhat otherworldly perspective.
And you'll find that in the book, Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path. Steve Simpson with us on the program. I mentioned that this was a book in verse. Talk about and describe the poetic cause and the style of the book and maybe the challenges in putting it together in this style.
Yeah, well, okay, the manuscript is produced in poetic style because, number one, I felt that poetry rhythmically simplifies far more complex concepts and is hopefully easier to grasp by a broad, diversified audience. Number two, the rhythmic flow of the poetry attempts to rivet the reader's attention with adventurous tales of suspense, mystery, and intrigue on planet Earth and beyond. I'd like to briefly read a few stanzas from the book.
Oh, that would be great. I wish that you would. Yes, that would be great. That will help give us some background.
Right, that provides a sample of the book's four-line stanzas, poetic style. And the section of the book that I'll be reading from is titled Tibetan Hermit. In this next tale that unfolds, space aliens play major roles who've viewed Earth since its infancy, whose tales confound known history. An old, blind Tibetan priest who dwelled within a cave was seized when space beings came to Earth from their empire universe. They told the blind priest, shocked, unnerved, "We are space gardeners who travel through the universe, attending to those worlds we serve. we place people, plants, and beasts on worlds to evolve their species. Your legends refer to our lot as gods in flaming chariots. Although you're blind, you've been seized for your outstanding memory that will enhance even more for you to retain what's in store. The priest sat shocked inside his cave, protesting in his sightless gaze. Most honored space beings, I am blind from past Chinese war crimes. You say that you've much to show me. How can this be when I can't see? I am but a simple priest, not learned with advanced degrees. I'm no gardener of the earth, know nothing of the universe. Spare me, I am old, unfit, and truly want no part of it.
That's Steve Simpson, the author of the book Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path. Let's talk a little bit about what you just said there. How difficult was it to take that concept that you're talking about and put it in that style? That's an amazing talent that you have.
Thank you, Rick. It evolved, Rick, over a period of time. At one time, I didn't consider myself a poet or anything like that at all, early in my earlier years. But as time evolved, these ideas came to me, and very complex ideas from various sources of perspective and so forth. And the only way I could decide that would conveniently put it into a book-type form was to put it into a poetic rather than a prose-type style, because I felt that it could get across to people greater as a poem than as
yes.
Prose, because the complexities of these principles are so vast that you just lose the public on that.
In writing the book, what do you hope that readers take away from reading the book? What do you hope they say, they feel, they discuss, they think about after they read the book?
Well, let me just say this. My imagination, like I said, is the foundation for all of my creative
yes.
efforts, and strong intuitive urges prompted me to write my books. And various experiences in my life, like I said, were like directional signposts that have prompted me to produce books that are perceived from a somewhat otherworldly perspective. And what I hope is that in producing something like this, that most people aren't really familiar with the concept or anything like that, but most people are confused about a lot of issues in their daily lives and so forth, and there are a lot of questions about our existence, and you know, most people have these kinds of questions about themselves. And I think that this is just offering another perspective to people who are seeking guidance in their lives and so forth. To maybe perhaps come and understand and grasp another point of view.
You know, you've written other books, and we'll talk about that here in a few seconds, but you still say that writing such books like Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path that we're talking about with Steve Simpson on the program, is still a bit of a mystery to you. Why is
yes.
that? Is this still evolving as you're going through the process?
Yeah, I tell you, Rick, this is still a bit of a mystery to me as to why I felt compelled to write such books in this day and age that's clearly at odds with today's high-tech, materialistic, hustle-and-bustle lifestyles. So it's almost like a fish swimming upstream against the tide
yes.
in terms of this present-day community is concerned. But I still realize that for me, I had to write these books. That was my personal journey. To write these books, regardless of whether they're accepted or not, you know, it was obviously something that I felt very deeply about.
I mentioned besides being the author of the book, you are also the illustrator. Tell me a little bit about your background in art.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Art is an inherent part of my life. At age 5, I was enrolled in an advanced art training class and have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, with a variety of art-related positions that include the American Greetings Corporation, the Maryland School of Art and Design, the Smithsonian Institute, etc. Throughout my life, however, there has always dwelled a subconscious yearning to understand mankind's existence on planet Earth and how Earth fits into the greater scheme of the universe. In later years, my pursuits to comprehend this complex phenomena became more intense. I obtained postgraduate degrees in metaphysics and am currently an author of 4 books.
And it's interesting, the yearning, obviously this lifelong desire you've had to understand mankind's existence on planet Earth and the greater cosmic scheme of the universe, which you talk about so eloquently in the book Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path. Talk about that, where that came from, when that began, and are you still learning? Are you getting some answers?
Well, I think I get answers every day, but in answer to your overall question, this started at a very, 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 very young age in my life in terms of my consciousness, in terms of me having to wonder about certain things that I was envisioning and all of that. So it's very complex, but it was like, in a sense, I was almost like living two lives, two forms of consciousness. And at a very young age, I was aware of this, but I kind of grew out of it in my middle years and didn't really think about it until later on in my life when I started thinking about these things that I'd been intrigued about in my early youth. But in my later years, I started to think about them more and more. And so it just kind of grew and formed into a point where I had to pay greater and greater attention to it. And this is the outcome of my growth.
You've been very successful as a writer. Let's talk about the other books that you have written and just very briefly what those books are about, because those books are still available. If you go to Amazon, for example, you find Steve's books there as well. What are the other books and the general topics of those books?
Thank you, Rick. All books include the author's book illustrations, bibliographies, and index pages at the end. I've written 4 books, and the first book was The Cosmic Apple Mystery, which is 134 pages, and it poetically explores profound mystical adventures and cites a common vegetarian diet of cultures in various dimensions. The second book is Creation of the Universe and Cosmic History of Earth. It's 210 pages. It's poetic and spiritual, and it's a detailed analysis of how the universes were created, the history of Earth, and detailed revelations regarding Christ's life on Earth and beyond from a cosmic perspective. The third book is 3 Trails of the Dragon, 134 pages. It's also a poetic book, and it cites 3 mysterious numerical patterns that openly and covertly appear in the life of Adolf Hitler, his family members, and throughout World Wars I and II until his demise. And the fourth and final book is Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path, which we've already discussed.
You say final book. That's the final one that's been published. Are you working on something now?
No, I'm not. No, not at this time.
Well, I hope that you do, because you're really out there and giving us things to think about. They're very enlightening and informative and entertaining books as well to read, and I hope that you decide to do something new. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. You talk about the cascading toward the ultimate annihilation of Earth. What are your thoughts? How are we doing as a civilization now?
Well, I think one thing that can be cited in today's day and age, Rick, is the nuclear bomb tests that are being conducted in North Korea, and it seems that this concept is being escalated in around the country, and I mean around the world, in terms of whether or not certain other countries should begin testing in the nuclear capacity. Now, the thing is about something like that is that in these bomb blasts, they're interfering with the atmospheres at the upper level of our system, our world system here. And if this continues, then the burden is going to be so great until it's going to penetrate to the outer parts of the universe and perhaps contaminate certain areas of the other universe that will impact on younger worlds that are coming into fruition. And not only that, but if the continuation of the nuclear holocaust continues on this planet, it will eventually stifle this world in terms of plant growth and water, you know, purity, and the annihilation eventually of the of humanity and the animals on this climate. It'll just be a toxic wasteland, actually. And the thing is that in today's day and age, you know, militarily, we don't think about those things. We're not really aware of those things because we're thinking consciously in terms of what country can do this to another country, how we can protect ourselves or whatever. But they don't think about the cumulative effects that can be caused by this collective use of destructive, you know, onslaughts.
Yes.
That we're talking about here.
A couple of minutes left in the program. With the knowledge, the research, the study that you've done, is it difficult for you to watch the news, to pick up a newspaper and to read and see all of these problems that we're facing there? Even without that knowledge, I look and I'm concerned about where we're headed. With you, with this special knowledge that you talk about, you focus on in Earth's cosmic pariah path, is it painful to watch?
Oh, Rick, it's increasingly painful to watch because you just kind of come away with the understanding how humanity, in one sense, is just blind to the reality of what can occur if they continue on this path. And that's one of the things that in the book that, you know, I indicated that the these foreign overseers are concerned about as well. And they're trying to convey this message in their subtle ways with certain people or governments around the world in order to try and urge them to discontinue this sort of thing. Now, in terms of the atomic areas where we have these atomic warheads and all of that, there have always been, historically, sightings of what they call, you know, these foreign objects in the sky that are, you know, flying over and surveying what's going on there. But we term them as flying saucers and that sort of thing. But the accumulation of them just coincides with what these foreign overseers have been saying about their concern about these atomic directions that we're going in.
It's a very important book, Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path by Steve Simpson. He's the author, editor, and illustrator of Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path. Book available. You'll find it at Amazon. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on the book. Steve's website is alphasimpson.net. Not only this book, but the other three books that Steve talked about, you'll find all four of those as well as at Amazon. Steve, it's a pleasure. It's great to have you with us on the program. Again, a very important message that you're bringing out for us to consider, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, Rick, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me very, very much.
Thank you, sir. It's Earth's Cosmic Pariah Path, Steve Simpson. The book's available at Amazon. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.